Morning, happy walkie-talkie. I want to share something with you that may shock you. And so hang out, keep watching, keep listening, and see what you think. So I do these. So I do sessions, I do energy sessions where basically I grab, with your permission, I grab onto your energy, bring you into my energy field. I'm able to see things that you cannot. I'm able to see things and feel things and understand things that you cannot. Put things together, rearrange. Get out the crap and boost the good stuff. It's incredible. So your life changes dramatically. So I have this one series of sessions that I do for people who are looking for abundance. And there's a lot of involvement on your part, you the client. And your job is to think different things, say different things. Almost convince yourself of the thing that you want and start acting as the person that you want to become. And in those sessions, people get so much success. And I was thinking about two things with that. Two things. One, what is success for you? Success could be financially, success could be in a relationship, success could be in time management. I think often people think of success merely as becoming a multimillionaire or merely as this number on the scale, etc. Like it's a very finite, specific thing of success, which is fine. It's totally fine. Number two, in those sessions, I challenge you to begin acting like the person who has achieved this type of success. Now, the misunderstanding is, if you don't have a lot of money, you wanna have a lot of money to act like you have a lot of money. That doesn't mean to go out and spend beyond your means. It means freedom of time, which is interesting because people tell me all the time, I want to have so much money so that I can be free to spend my time as I choose. However, often, not often, a handful of times when I've done the abundance sessions, someone, when I say act as though you've already achieved this, they mistakenly jump straight to the financial part and start overspending. I want them to actually act as someone who has achieved their success in time. So why that differentiation, and why am I spending time to explain this to you? Because often when we say what we want, we don't mean it. We mean something different than we say. So I challenge you to mean what you say, to be truthful in your word. If you say, I'm doing a cleanse to become healthier, that's your goal. If you say, I'm doing a cleanse to be healthier, what you mean is, I want to see 113 on the scale, then you're saying a lie and chasing something else. You're not being true to yourself. You're not going to be able to stick to the thing that you want because your mind, your subconscious is confused. So another thing is being able to have stickability or quitability. Are you able to stick to something, or do you tend to quit when it gets difficult? And maybe you're somebody who sticks to it for a really, really long time, but in your mind is repeating, I can't, I can't, I can't, I won't, I won't, I won't, I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how. And you've gotten as far as you've gotten doing that, so it's worked. I actually really like to give kudos to coping mechanisms, which I know sounds really funny, but coping mechanisms help us to cope, right? Help us to appear to be normal people and to be able to live in life. I feel like Dan Foley, motivational speaker. I don't wash every day. I don't brush my teeth. Anyway, I just made myself laugh. I don't, you know, I just have fun walking by myself. I giggle at my own self all the time. But that's what I was just thinking about, that another challenge, could you think about a time that you just didn't give up on something? if you're a human who is, I mean, almost all of you who are watching are humans, right? And if you're a human who can talk or walk, you started off being real bad at it. You just did. Have you heard babies try to talk or seen them try to walk? They're not any good. They're terrible. You can't understand them. Their words are wrong. They don't stop. If you've ever been a little around a little kid who wants something, do you know what they do? They keep asking until they get it. They have stick-to-itiveness until we, as adults, tell them to quit having stick-to-itiveness and to knock it off. And that's not acceptable. You must quit. Isn't that a funny thing? That's not how we say it. We say it's rude to keep asking for something. Those are the things we say. And so because we say that and we've been taught that, we think when I have stick-to-itiveness, it's rude. Mm-hmm. Think of video games or a book you read or a trip you wanted to go on. Those all required stick-to-itiveness. Moves you've made. Think of something incredible that you've done. Or maybe ask someone else to tell you what incredible thing you've done. Because sometimes we're too close to it to see that we've done something incredible. Can I just tell you? So I don't typically edit this at all. Unless, do I edit? I mean, unless like the beginning is nothing. And so then I get rid of that so that you don't have to watch or listen to a whole period of nothing. Other than that, it's live and it's me and you watch me get out of breath and get sweaty and wave at the neighbors and fall down or trip or wave at scarecrows along the side of the road. But what I do when I'm on my walk is I just pick up my phone and I start recording and I talk and I'm honest. And what's fascinating is when I went to talk about this, I was freaked out. And I was like, what the heck? Why am I scared to talk about stick-to-itiveness or stickability versus quitability? It's because of how important it is. The more important something is, the more forces will try to oppose you. Yeah. And if this thing is saved and I get to upload it and share this with you, that's incredible. And you then have the opportunity to get bugged about this thing if you listen the whole way through. Or, oh, maybe you're bugged and you do it anyways. Like, fine, Sarah, I'll show you. I'll stick to it. Or maybe I'll just quit. Be like, this is stupid. Maybe, I imagine many of you haven't even gotten all the way through this. And you won't know it because you didn't get through it. But those still listening are going to be like, yeah, celebrate. You conquered. Give yourself a high five in the mirror. Give me a high five through the screen you're watching on. You just did it. Do you have quitability or stickability? Yeah, which is it? What do you want? Act like a person that has what you already want. But before you can do that, you have to realize and understand and learn and be honest with yourself about what it is you truly want. Often we say one thing and mean something else. So if you go through this, start talking to yourself, what do I want? I want this. Okay, well, why do you want that thing? And then ultimately, if you keep asking why, you'll get to the for real what. Yesterday, Wes and I were able to go and record a couple of podcasts with someone who has fantastic energy, Dami Lari. So those will be coming soon. I did one podcast with him in my home. It was so much fun. I found out he lived like an hour away from me. So we thought, hey, let's get together. I think our energy would be really fun. So we did. We did that. And we recorded two podcasts yesterday. And I asked my husband to come with me. He was supposed to work. In my mind, he was just coming with me. That's all there was to it. There was no way around it. I wasn't naggy. I just saw that happening. And I told him, expressed what I wanted. And he went with me. And then we spent the rest of the day at the beach because we live in Florida and because we can. And that is what I want. I want freedom of time. So yesterday I acted as though, we both acted as though we had freedom of time. And sure, if you're still listening, some of you may be like, well, Sarah, that must be nice. You live in Florida and it's not even cold. You can do that all you want. That's fine. We ain't used to live in Florida. We didn't. And there are many of times where I acted as though I had freedom of time and never once did I regret it. And now my life is changing to where I am having more freedom of time. I've been practicing it in my mind. I've been practicing it in my life. And it's happening. So you can be bugged that I'm doing it, or you can see it as, I'm gonna sneeze. Excuse me. Or you can see it as, if Sarah can do it, so can I. What is it that you want? Get clear on what you want. Get clear on why you're doing what you're doing. Is it for your children? Is it for you? Is it because you want to feel good in your clothes? Is it because you want to have confidence when you go out? Is it because you want to get married? Is it because you want to have this job? What is it? What is it that you actually, for real life, when nobody's looking and you don't have to impress anybody, what is it that you truly, truly, truly want? Often it gets down to, I want to be loved and accepted. And then if we're honest with ourselves, we want to be loved and accepted by ourselves. But we look outside of it to try and find love and acceptance from everybody else. And because most people are also looking for that, it's very, very difficult. Because we're trying to draw water from a well that's empty. Listen, I've kept you for 12 minutes. I wanted to share with you those quick thoughts. What is it that you want? Be honest with yourself. Be honest about what it really, really is. Keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper until you feel it in your whole body. Your whole soul is like, that is what I want. Period, done, end of story. So bad. And then when you found that, then examine your life and find facts that show you that you do what you want. Find proof that when you said you wanted 5 babies, you had 5 babies. When you said you wanted to move to Florida, you moved to Florida. When you said you wanted to get your doctorate, you got your doctorate. When you said you wanted this job, you did what it took. You applied, you got the skills, you made it happen. Look at your life and see that you have done exactly what you said you would. And probably not all of those things, probably not in every walk of life. It doesn't have to be everywhere. The fact is that you've done it and you have proof. So stop saying I self-sabotage or I procrastinate or I am a procrastinator. Say I succeed. I get what I want. I have stickability. Not quitability. I have stick-to-itiveness. All right? Remember, I'm walking with you and you're so much stronger than you think. Have the best day. Love you. Bye.